So, Lewis, first of all, what do you think of the new kit then? It's very bright, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. Definitely be able to tell where his players are on the pitch when we manage to play in it, Gillingham away. But yeah, done a really good job with it. I think all the lads are pleased with it.
A good turnout today. We're here at Meadow Hall, aren't we? And a lot of the fans have turned out. There seems to be a lot of positivity around Sheffield United at the moment.
Yeah, I think everyone's just really excited for the season to start. Once again, it shows what great fans we have got. The fact that we're showing the new kit and as many as what's here today have turned up, it's just brilliant. It's glad to see them getting behind the lads as well.
And what a couple of weeks it's been for you. Your birthday, your big 118, yeah. and then the new contract as well. Just talk us through that.
I think I've worked hard pre-season. I've been rewarded with a new contract. It's good to see that I've been impressing the new management staff. But just because I've got that contract doesn't mean I have to stop. I've got to keep working harder than I have been to get that in the first place, and hopefully cement a spot in the first team.
Does it feel like you're kind of living the dream a little bit? I mean, all kids grow up sort of wanting to be a footballer, but to do it at your age and to represent England as well and then to have the new contract, I mean, what is it like?
It is a bit surreal, especially since it came around as fast as what it did. One minute I was playing for the under-18s, next minute I was making my debut. And since then, things have just got better and better. But like I said, it's about carrying on working hard, keep progressing, improving as a player, keep impressing everyone that's at the club.
I think one of the things you notice when you speak to all of the young lads at Sheffield United, you all seem pretty level-headed, which I'm sure not many 18-year-old footballers are, especially ones who've signed professional contracts. So what is it about this club, maybe, and you as individuals, that keeps you all grounded? Because yourself, you know, like I said, Terry Kennedy, all speak very maturely.
I think it's to do with being brought up through the academy. Get taught from a young age to not be arrogant about what you've achieved and try and build on it rather than show off about it. And I think the academy do a really good job with that. And then when you do transfer from that age group across to the first team, I think the staff in the first team help sort of keep that momentum going that you've took from the academy.
How exciting is it for you to come into this season now with a new management structure, the positivity from the fan base and hopes of the team winning promotion, and how do you sort of figure into Nigel Adkins' plans, do you think, for this year?
I mean, at the start it was a clean slate for everyone, so everyone were trying to impress, which was good, so it was a good sort of competitive edge to everyone. Everyone wanted to do well, so everyone sort of come out all guns blazing, and it's been really good pre-season. Everyone's fighting for a place, want to impress. So hopefully manage to get a spot in the team.
Do you see an opportunity there? I mean, there are still numbers in midfield, but the likes of, you know, Michael Doyle, great servant for this club, has now moved on. Do you sort of see an opening there maybe for some extra first-team games this year?
Yeah, definitely. And with the amount of games we've got, I think squad rotation is important. I think the gaffer's touched on that as well. So might have a Saturday game, then a Tuesday game, and if players have picked up niggles on the weekend, then be a lot of rotation coming into Tuesday games. So I think that's good, as well as the competitive edge between everyone.
What are the new players brought to the squad as well? A lot of focus on Billy Sharp, of course, a Sheffield United fan and a big favourite of the Blade supporters. What's it like having someone like that in the camp now?
It's really good. He's come in and he's obviously gets on really well with everyone. He's boosted morale, I think. The fans seem to be really positive. Not just because he's signed, but I think everyone's really excited for this season now. They saw a glimpse of what we could do last year, but I think this year with the new management staff we can really, really push on.
Just the final one, given that you've committed your long-term future to Sheffield United with this new deal, how important do you think it is to stay with this football club, at least in the early years of your career? Because you see players leaving, some have left this football club to go and play at a high level, Premier League or whatever, and not get that first team football. How important do you think is first team football for a young player like yourself?
Oh, it's massive. I think some of the lads that I've gone on to that have moved on a tad too early have not regretted it, but they've sort of thought, I could have stayed a bit longer, got a bit more experience, because the higher the league you go into, the tougher it's going to be, and without that experience I think it's going to be a lot harder for you.
Is it good? I mean, your family and friends will obviously be very excited for you as well. Does their support help when you're starting a career like this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think my mum and dad missed a game last season, even if I wasn't in the squad. So having them supporting me is massive.
Does it sort of give you that little bit of a buzz to know that they're sat at Bramall Lane or even away from home supporting you and watching you?
Yeah, it's almost like another person to try and impress. Obviously, you're fighting for a place in the team, but there's nothing better than like seeing your family there, making them proud by doing what I do.
Good luck this season.
Thank you.